It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, content manager for the WEKU stations. As many of you know, last Monday was a very challenging day for us at WEKU. In the midst of our fund drive, we had the horrible news of the mass shooting in Las Vegas and, of course, had to make sure we provided extensive coverage. We chose to scale back fundraising for part of the day and made an effort when we did do fundraising to approach it with the appropriate tone. In general, listeners supported what we did, but we had a few comments from folks who disagreed. On Twitter, user @Bohemian_Pigeon wrote, "We interrupt our coverage of the worst shooting in American history to remind you to support public radio. @889WEKU is heartless." @SuzeTheSuze liked that tweet, as did _Shalamander. @MadcoSports tweeted, "I was disappointed. NPR station said they wouldn't be fundraising today, then went full force. I called three times, put on hold." He continued, "I am glad you didn't answer. Now for sure I won't donate. Sad, cause I listen to On Point, Car Talk, BBC, Q, and more. #YourLoss." Meanwhile, @AlexisCagney tweeted, "Proud to become a first-time contributor on such an important news day. I encourage you to do the same." We do apologize if the way we dealt with the situation was confusing. We suspended our normal fundraising efforts during a number of hours of special coverage from NPR while explaining what we were doing. Once NPR ended its special coverage, we did continue fundraising for the rest of the afternoon, but scaled back the intensity of our messages. One other thing, we never interrupted coverage of the Las Vegas story. Listeners heard everything NPR provided, and we only did scaled back fundraising during times when NPR was airing unrelated stories. We're glad to hear from you. Write to us anytime, weku@eku.edu, post on Facebook or send a tweet, or leave a voice message, 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 88.9 WEKU.